Welcome back to Gals on the Go podcast. It's Danielle.
And Brooke. What a week, you guys. We made it.
What a week. I just feel a sense of relief. It's been such an amazing weekend, honestly, celebrating the win.
Yeah, it's been a positive feel, I guess, everywhere. And I guess it felt like last week was kind of like we were all like holding our breath. I actually saw one tweet that was like, it felt like the week between Christmas and New Year's, where you're like not sure what to do with your life.
Yeah.
You know that week, because you're just like sitting on the couch and you're like, okay, every day feels the same. Yeah,
I saw this other one. It was like, I feel like the whole world's waiting on like a STD test or something. Crazy. But it was true. Everyone's just like on the edge of their toes, like, what is going to happen?
Yeah, it did feel like that, but it really positive. I'm back in the city personally. What about you? I guess you've been around.
Well, okay. Yeah, I'm back in the city. I'm in the A-town. Yeah. Well, I'm glad that I would have loved to have gone home. That would have been really, really nice. I'm excited to go home for Thanksgiving. I'm really looking forward to that.
It's only like 2.5 weeks away. Isn't that insane? Yeah.
It's so crazy. I'm like, I already can smell the green beans. Oh my gosh, the green beans debacle.
Oh my gosh. I think we actually might be making a green bean casserole as well. I have to tell you. Yeah, green bean casserole is different than green beans,
though. It is. It's completely different. Was that last year around this time we were talking about our favorite side dishes?
Yeah, I think so.
You guys have to let us know. I said mine were green beans, and Brooke said
mac and cheese, I think.
Mac and cheese.
Oh, maybe I said mashed potatoes. I don't know. I like potatoes in any form. Who doesn't? I mean,
I definitely do. I definitely love all potatoes.
I don't discriminate. Sweet potatoes.
Don't discriminate against potatoes. Definitely not.
No, I feel like.
Well, guys, what?
Oh, no. I was going to say I did a lot of eating my feelings this week, actually, if we're going to talk about comfort food. I was just going.
Oh, my gosh.
When I go home, we get the most indulgent food, or my parents cook, and I'm just like living it up. So I really take advantage of that. But now I'm back in the city. Like, I feel really positive and like motivated this week. I don't know about you.
Definitely. Definitely. It's beautiful out right now. Weather always affects me, and I'm here for it. Brooke and I were just talking about how it's a little frightening how warm it is right now.
It's a little odd. Yeah. Unseasonably warm.
Unseasonably warm is the word. I think Delaney and I are going to purchase some holiday decorations today.
Oh.
I think we're doing it. Normally wait till after Thanksgiving, but I think we all deserve to just enjoy the holidays a little bit earlier this year.
Yeah. Also in college, you have to do it earlier because you don't have a lot of time. Yes.
100%. It's kind of funky. And it's also going back to that point you just made. We were also talking about how, see, I find I personally snack more at my apartment than I do at home. It's like opposite.
That's interesting. I guess it's just like the culture of like what your vibe is. Like my parents and I, we sit on the, like, especially during those days, like where we were just watching the news, sitting on the couch, like it was just, we would eat a big dinner and then still do like the whole like candy snacking situation. So, but when I'm home by myself, like, I'll have a snack before bed, but it's not like, let's bust out everything in the cabinet and bring it to the couch, you know?
Yeah, no, I hear you. Well, and just this last week in general, I feel like we're all in front of the TV a lot. I've never watched so much news in my life.
It was like literally like a nonstop cycle. But it's kind of nice that we're all like able to kind of decompress now. Where were you when you found out about the win? I love asking everybody this question now.
Oh, this is cute. I was actually, it's a cute question. I was driving. I just dropped Ryan off at his house and I get a call from Daly, one of my like first friends here at UGA. And she's like screaming. She's like, ah! And I'm like, what? What? She's like, Biden won. It was Saturday morning. It was about to be a football game. And it was really exciting. And then I was the one to tell my parents. They didn't know.
Because the news notification came a little bit later, I found.
Okay. Yeah. Where were you?
I got the news notification. But I heard I was sitting, I guess maybe it depends. Like, you know how your phone gives you like news notifications, but I guess it depends what you are subscribed to or like what you choose to get updates from, because you can go in and change the settings on that.
Yeah.
Like, do you ever get random news notifications of people like you don't care about and you're like, why am I getting this?
Yes. Well, during my break, I kind of like turned off all notifications of everything, so I haven't been getting them.
Oh, but okay.
Yes, I know. And you used to get like rant and you're like, oh, okay.
Certain people you've never heard of, you're like, this celebrity came out with a statement. I'm like, I don't even know who this celebrity is. Like, whatever. But I got a news notification. And then I happened to be in the city at that time. It was like a whole thing. I was like planning on, no one expected the news to drop on Saturday. And then I was in the city. I had my windows open and I just heard screaming and shouting and honking. And
that's
it was
so
really
cool.
It was crazy. I wish I was able to like partake in, I didn't end up staying in the city that day, but like I know in Washington Square Park and it was really like a happy vibe. Really, really nice.
I've been loving watching all the videos of people in like bigger cities running around and honking the horns. There was nothing here, at least from what I could tell.
The ones in West Hollywood, like where like David Dobrik's like out of his car. Like, Chrissy Teigen, that's John
so Legend. Yes, I saw Chrissy Teigen. That's so fun. Well, it's been an amazing week and sending love to all of you. And we're really excited about the future. You know, I think definitely we're looking up here. But we're so excited about this week's episode. Obviously, we're going to be doing our biz of the week, tip of the week, current favorite, all that fun stuff, a little catch up. But we are so excited because today we're going to have our guest on today named Rish. She's also known as Life of RGR on her blog, TikTok, Instagram. We're obsessed with her, you guys. She recently moved to New York to pursue her internship in fashion after majoring in economics, data science, and industrial engineering and operations research. Like, whew.
What a gal.
What a gal. That's a lot to handle. So we love her blog and cannot wait to have her on to hear about her life experience lately. I mean, between dating in New York City, working two jobs, she's honestly a superwoman.
She's doing it all. So we'll talk to her in a little bit. But before that, let's hop into a little intro and hear about our business of the week. Right, Danielle?
Woo woo.
Business of the week.
All right, you guys. So fall, even though it's a little warm outside, fall is still in the air. And today's business of the week is Melanin Scent Candle Co. She's actually a listener of Gals in the Go, which we're really excited about. And she has amazing candles. So you can actually check her out on Instagram, Melanin Scent Candle Co. Basically, they're a brand new black female-owned business. Her goal with the company is to spread self-love, girl power, and most importantly, the message that black lives matter. And I just recently purchased her newest candle. It's called Fall Aboard. Isn't that cute? Like, all aboard.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah, and it's pumpkin and cinnamon chai scent. So I haven't gotten in the mail yet, but updates to come. It was very inexpensive, and definitely support Adriana. That's her name.
Love. Go support. And we love when you guys contact us, like DM whatever, with your businesses, whatever you want to feature.
Yeah, seriously.
Promoting listeners. So yay.
Definitely.
I think it's time for the tip of the week.
Let's do it.
Tip of the week. Okay, so mine is actually... I kind of want to use our platform a little bit here, because I know we have one. I know there's a lot of you guys listening. And it's, I mean, I think it's evident after this week that your voice actually matters. And just judging by the margin of how closely a lot of these places swung, especially swing states, of course. And I'll call myself out here. I have definitely missed elections in the past if they were local or maybe for something that I deemed in my head, like not as important. But it just goes to show that your voice actually does matter. So I do want to talk about something. I guess it's not my state right now, but I know we have a lot of Georgia listeners.
Georgia peaches.
Yeah, we do. So there's going to be, if you guys have been keeping up with the news, there's going to be two really big runoff elections in Georgia. So I just want to like kind of raise awareness of this and like tip of the week it out. Or just if you don't live in Georgia and you're like, you know, just existing, whatever, and you're under the age of 18, you can actually like go online and, you know, pledge to register to vote when you turn 18 and stuff like that. So it's just kind of like being like aware of all of those things. But I'll just talk about the Georgia election. There's important runoffs coming up. So just make sure you're registered. So it's two Senate basically. And basically, long story short, there's the power that if both of those were to swing a certain way, the control of the Senate would change, which is like enormous and huge. And it I will say like this hasn't happened, like elections kind of swinging that way in Georgia since like 2005, I believe. But if you live in Georgia, it's a really, really big time. And just like what a time to like have your voice really count and be part of like truly what could potentially be a historic movement. I know Stacey Abrams is really like taking charge of all this, and I've been kind of taking part, and I did a little donation and stuff like that. But I'm not going to sit here and tell you who to vote for, but I just think voter education is super important. You know, maybe it's not just following what your parents say to do, because that's not necessarily always right. I mean, I love my parents and stuff, but we don't have all of the same views, you know? We definitely agree on some things and disagree on others. So take some time and figure out what you personally stand for, especially if you're in Georgia. The deadline to register to vote is December 7th, and you could request an early ballot at ballotrequest.sos.ga.gov. So just wanted to plug that. Really exciting. And I know we have obviously a ton of Georgia listeners because of UGA, so...
Definitely. I'm glad you said something about that, Brooke. It's really important. We've definitely been getting a lot of DMs from our Georgia listeners. And unfortunately, Brooke and I, neither of us can vote in Georgia. But obviously, we know a lot of you guys are from Georgia. So definitely use your voice, use your power. I know there's like a certain date by, or did you already say
it? Yeah, December 7th. December 7th okay. is the early ballot. The actual, it's coming up. It's January 5th. It's really soon. So, the deadline to register to vote is December 7th, but you could request an early ballot, I think, until like the end of December, I'm pretty sure. So if you want to just vote by ballot or whatever, but that's going to be like a historic election. So definitely take part either way. Like to say that you took part of that is going to be huge.
Yes, definitely. It's so crazy. Georgia's like definitely the center of everything right now after the election. So it's definitely really important. I'm glad you made that tip, Brooke.
Thanks. And even if you're not in Georgia, it's just kind of like your voice matters and like,
yeah,
I know everybody loves, like, it's a very privileged thing to say, like, I don't partake in politics or whatever. And I've even said in the past, or like even on YouTube and stuff like that. But this year especially has shown me how much of a privileged thing that is to say, like, you know, oh, like, I don't want to publicly talk about like my political views or whatever it is. Like, we have a platform and we can share, you know, what we're doing. And it does, you could go up to your discretion if you believe we are right or we are wrong, but educate yourself.
Definitely. No, I definitely would agree with that. Like up until literally this year, I always felt that I was supposed to be very quiet about stuff like that. And that was something I wasn't supposed to talk about. And then I don't know. I think like there was a large shift this year. So I've definitely like learned to be more comfortable with talking about it, especially if it's something that you're proud of and something you believe in. I mean, that's what being an influencer is at the end of the day, is people following you. So definitely. My tip of the week, a little bit different.
Sorry, I know that was like a heavy note to like start it off on, but it's
important. No, it's important. It's important. I'm glad that you talked to us about that. So this is a quote, and I'm almost like, you know me, my Pinterest quotes. I'm almost pretty sure I've talked about this on the podcast before, like years ago, maybe a year ago, whatever. But it's important. It says, I no longer force things. What flows, flows. What crashes, crashes. I only have space and energy for the things that are meant for me. And it's something that I constantly have to remind myself. As you guys know, I've been like really struggling lately with like planning and like, you know, not being as flexible in my own life. Like if something goes the way that like I didn't think it was going to go, like I freak out. I hate that so much. Mm-hmm. And I'm like really trying to ingrain it in my head. I'm going to try and like say this phrase every morning because it's true. Like this can go with dating. This could go with things in your life. This could go for opportunities. A lot of you guys, like we talked about in last week's episode, are applying for jobs, schools, you know, internships, whatever it may be. And you know, it's important to put in the work and put in the effort and do your best. But then after that, you just got to let it flow. And if it flows, it flows. And if it happens, it happens. If it crashes, it crashes. And it just wasn't meant for you. Like you, like this says, you only have space and energy for the things that are actually meant for you. Like there's times I try to force things. I'm like, oh my God, like, let me chill out and like see how it plays out on its own, because there's only so much energy you can put towards something. So I just thought that was a good reminder.
I think a lot of us need to hear that right now.
Yeah, I like really want to find something like that on Etsy and get it framed and like freaking hang it up, because that's just like a really important one, you know?
That's smart.
So yeah, so that's my little tip of the week. So vote and don't force things.
Yeah, there we have it. Now we can hop into our current faves.
These are a few of my favorite things. Don't mess up all of my favorite things.
All right, what is it, Brooke?
Mine is Fashion Pass. Have you ever heard of this?
Mm-mm.
Okay, so it's a clothing rental service. So in the past, right now I'm currently subscribed to Rent the Runway and Fashion Pass. I think I'm gonna stop Rent the Runway just because it's kind of frivolous to do too. Definitely. But I don't think many people know about this one. Like I feel like it's kind of underground.
Never heard of
right?
it. Yeah,
but they have really great brands though. They've like For Love and Lemons and like Cleo Bella. I like to think of it as like the Revolve brands of like rental services.
Oh, I'm intrigued.
Yeah, so the stuff that I personally don't like spending $200 on a sweater unless it's gonna be like something that I keep season after season.
Like a classic. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but if it's like these trendy pieces that are just like a little bit more expensive because they're like Revolve type of items, you know, I think it's great to have them on rental. So what you do is you get, you can sign up for a plan. My plan is 3 pieces of clothing and 2 accessories, and you wear them all and then you send them back, and you can get unlimited swaps, but you have to send everything back at once. So I really like it. I've been getting really cool sweaters and skirts. I've been showing it like a lot in my vlogs and stuff. And it's just for me, it's a better solution than like constantly shopping, because I feel like my closet has a constant rotation without having to spend hundreds and hundreds of dollars. I'm spending $100 a month on this. So
it's $100 a month. And do they provide you with like shipping labels and stuff, like a bag and everything?
Yep. It comes in a bag and then it gives you a pre-labeled return bag that you just drop off at FedEx. And then,
very cool.
Yeah, it comes really, really quickly. Most of the stuff I get is new with tags too. So that is incredible.
We love that for you. Oh my God. That's really cool. I'm intrigued.
Yeah. I mean, they're just like really efficient ways to kind of maximize your closet. I don't know how effective it is. Like, I don't know if I would have like really maximized a service like that in college, but for me, like post-grad, it's really, really nice. So, and yeah. I know for people who need clothes for work and stuff like that, these services are like amazing. I'm not sponsored, but like I have like a referral code that I personally use someone else's referral code to get $30 off. So the code is Brooke3S. And that's going to get you $30 off. So your first month will only be like 70, which is cool.
I'm literally doing this. I just wrote Brooke3S.
Yes.
I'm so serious. No, like, you're I'm like on their stuff. Website right now. It's so cute because I've definitely been more into fashion lately, but it feels so wasteful if like mm-hmm. you find a really cool jumpsuit that's $70 and then like it's like a statement piece that you might not wear more than a couple times. That's so awesome. And it's like sustainable too.
Yeah. And it's a way to get good quality clothes that are like, like I said, it's just a little unfathomable to buy these even jackets and things like that. Like, I feel like
I know what you mean. Statement yeah. Jackets, outerwear. That's
yes,
true.
Yes.
Outerwear.
Outerwear. So I hope that helps someone. I really started taking advantage of these, like I said, after college. And I wish I knew about them earlier. I know there's Nuuly too. I've personally never done Nuuly, but that's like for Anthropology, Urban Outfitters, Free People.
Oh, is it like N-U-U?
Yes.
Oh, okay, I've heard of that. Yeah.
I know. I'm telling you, like, people in college don't do these, and I kind of understand why. But yeah, it makes more sense.
Yeah, I just have to find a Dropbox to like put it. I think that's the biggest thing. Returning it is like the hard part. Yeah. For some
is there
people.
A FedEx
like,
store? Because you could just bring it right up to the counter and leave it there.
Oh, really? Like, even mm-hmm. if they're not open?
Well, I mean, I think there's usually a Dropbox outside, but.
That's what I was asking about. Dropbox. I'll have to look into it. Well, very
but like the actual store, if the store is open and it's 6 p.m., like yeah. you can just go put it on the counter and they ship it for you.
Oh, that's cool. Wow.
Very, it's very efficient. They have the system down. So highly recommend.
Okay, cool. Well, thank you, Brooke, for that.
No
I'm definitely
problem.
Influenced. I've been influenced.
Okay, let's hear yours.
So mine isn't like a particular type or anything, but I have been loving wearing sweatpants with like cute crop tops and sneakers. That's like been my thing. Sweatpants in general. There's a pair of misguided sweatpants that I was trying to find for you guys, and I think they're sold out right now, so I'm really bummed. But always just check out Misguided, Boohoo, a ton of those websites. They always have the best sweatpants for so inexpensive, and I have been wearing them like it's my job. I got these new pair of black ones, and I've just been wearing it with like more fitted tops and like high top sneakers, and it's such a look. It's such like a great everyday look. If you live where it's a little bit chillier, pop a flannel over or a jacket. I've just been loving sweatpants as like a fashion statement right now, I guess is what I'm trying to say. So yeah,
I feel like you pull it off. See, I don't know if I could do it. I'm gonna
you 100% could if you wore like that with like a long sleeve, or you can literally wear like a bodysuit like what's up. I just think it's such a cool like a casual bodysuit, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. and like some of your cool sneakers you have, I think it would be really cute, and it's just like casual and comfy. Like when it is cold, sweatpants just like really make you feel so warm too. I don't know. I get tired of leggings all the time. Yeah, I know. Well, last week it was chilly here, so I was like, ooh, sweatpants, and yeah, that's true. But sweatpants are it this week for me.
And those are good places. I'll have to check those out.
Yeah, I was really surprised. I just love Delaney Childs on Instagram, and she literally like I often will swipe up on people's Instagram stories and like actually purchase things.
Really? 100%. You're one of those.
Yeah, like I'll probably like go on my computer to do it, but yeah, I'm like, wow, like where did she get these? Because if you like how they look on, I don't know, especially if we have similar body type, it's like, okay, so they fit her well, like woo.
It is. I like that when you follow people with a similar body type, because then you know already. Like, or I've been seeing people post their, you know, sizes and proportions and stuff like that, so you can kind of compare.
Yeah,
which is really helpful. Really helpful.
Yeah, because I feel like when I meet people in person, they're like, "Wait, I thought you were going to be so much taller." I'm like, "No, I'm 5'3". I feel like that would be like good to like share.
I think it might be helpful.
Mm-hmm. Good stuff. Good stuff.
And if you guys are listening right now, I think you should all take a screenshot and share this to your Instagram story. We love love the love. Thank you guys so much for all of your constant like support, and like, you know, it's great when you guys are like tell a friend about our show and stuff like that. I feel like that's how we get a lot of our audience, you know, when people are like, what podcast do you listen to? And it's like, oh, Gals on the Go.
Definitely. No, yeah, I love seeing like where people watch the listen to the podcast too. Like people send us like gym selfies, like listening to Gals on the Go, or like in their car with like the beautiful fall foliage in the background. I'm like so here for that. And definitely follow us on Gals on the Go podcast Instagram. It's at Gals on the Go podcast. We have definitely been engaging more with you guys on the stories and stuff there. It's been so much fun, and we'll like post about things that we talked about in the episode. Emma always kills it. And we always do like a swipe up link to the business of the week as well for you guys to get that easier. And we always put them in the description as well. But yeah, it's and exciting
wallpapers.
Stuff.
Free wallpapers. Go.
Wallpapers, free wallpapers, free motivation, all the stuff. So definitely check us out there and follow us on Instagram at Brooke Michio and at Danielle Carolyn. It's always the time. And we both have YouTube channels if you're new.
Just that's plug that. In all the stuff. I know, because we never know if you guys are like returning. Like there's no way to tell if a listener is a returning listener or new. So welcome if you're new.
So welcome. So yeah, we've got a great episode for you guys. We're so excited to talk to Rish. She is just the most intriguing person. Like I am just so excited to talk to her about her life.
We're very curious.
Very curious. She's just so cool. And definitely check her out on Instagram and TikTok and all the things. And yeah, without further ado, should we get started with her?
Yeah, let's talk to Rish. Enjoy. You guys, we are so excited. We are here now with Rish. Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you guys? It's so nice to meet you guys.
It's so nice to meet you too. And we're excited because we are now finding out that this is the first time your followers are hearing your voice.
It is. I don't love my voice, or I guess nobody really loves their voice, or like to like hear their genuinely like hear your voice back.
Yep.
And so I was like, and I love like music, so I was like, you know what, I'll just do everything to music in the back. And yeah, I don't think I've ever really talked to my followers like video wise. So yeah.
We're honored.
You have a great voice. So we shouldn't I get it though. People find it like with their own voices kind of cringy or whatever, but we got over it. Like you'll get over it.
You'll get over it. Yeah, you gotta get after like hearing my voice for 10 years, I'm like, all right, it's just what it is.
Yeah.
Well, we are so excited to have you on. Seriously. Like I can't wait for our Gals on the Go listeners to kind of like hear your story and hear what you're all about, because I don't know. I've hyped you up so much already.
Oh, you're so sweet. It's honestly been a wild ride for like the past 2 months, so like to talk to somebody about it is like really cool. I'm so excited.
Oh, cool. Well, we've got all the questions because we are so curious.
Oh my gosh.
Do you want to start with like for our listeners who, I guess, because you're 20 now, so I guess like a little background on college / where you are now, like if people are like, let's get a little background sense on how you got here, I guess.
Yeah. So I'm originally from Chicago, suburb of Chicago, Northwest suburbs.
Cool.
I did my 18 years there, graduated, decided I had to be in California. And so I applied to all of like the UC schools, ended up going to UC Berkeley, which is my dream school. And so I finally got out of the cold, got to California, and I did my 2 years there. And then actually not even a full 2 years, technically. I was there for a year and a half. And then a month and a half into my fourth semester there is when COVID hit. And so I was a second semester sophomore. And so I got booted back home. And then I did the rest of my sophomore year from there. And then junior year came around and I was like, okay, I have a decision to make. Like, do I really want to do online school? Is it my cup of tea? I'm getting into really hard classes because I just declared my majors. And so do I really think it's worth it to either go back to Berkeley, do school from there, or do it from home? And then I decided that I would do none of the above and just not go to school at all. And so, yeah,
that's how I
moved here.
Wow. So like, what did your parents think, or your family? Were they like, oh my gosh?
I think it just started off as a joke and I was like, oh, like I'm not going back to school. And they were like, ha ha ha. Okay. And then I like started applying to internships and they were like, okay, like if you get a job, you can go somewhere else. I actually wanted to go out of the country. Oh, my friend and I had this whole elaborate plan where I was going to work in fashion somewhere in Europe and she was going to also take time abroad. And she's a dual citizen. And so she was able to get into the country and she's studying there now. And I am not a dual citizen in Europe. Mm. And so I didn't get to go in, but now I got to move to New York. So I guess it all worked out.
Dude, the way I found you, I'm sure the way a lot of people have seen your stuff is you're moving to New York TikTok.
That
has like, what, 5 million views? Or like, I don't even know. It's crazy.
Yeah. I don't even know how it happened, but like, I posted that one and it took like a month for it to like get views or like even get to like
really
people are watching. Wow. Yeah, it was like slow. So like a few weeks in, I was like 10K, and then it just kept going up and I was like, oh, this is new. And then it really didn't faze me because it happened over a long period of time. And then I posted a second one, which is like a week in my life as a fashion intern. And all of a sudden that one blew up so quick. And I was like, oh my gosh, what is happening?
That is so cool.
I have a question then for you. So is this plan like short-term thinking, long-term thinking? Like what is your goal like just the semester? Or are you like, now you're like obsessed, you want to stay? Like what's the vibe?
So I started off basically like when I applied to internships, stuff like that, I was like, okay, it's just going to be a semester, like 4 months, and then I'll be back in school and school will be in person and everything will be good. I'll get back to school. So it'll be like a little like study abroad, but in the country. And then I got here and nothing has been as I've planned since I got here. Everything's been so different from anything I could have ever planned. And it's only been 2 months, but I intended and I only like signed my sublease and stuff like that for 4 months. However, work has gotten really good. I've gotten a lot of opportunities since I came here. I really like being in New York. Mm-hmm. School for the spring has officially, like, they've announced that it's online. And so I have a lot of decisions to make. But at the same time, I can kind of do, I don't know, everything's still up in the air. So I might be in New York for a hot minute longer than I was expecting to. And I'm really excited about it. I might just do next semester here as well. Might just never go back to school. Might just never finish school. Who knows at this point?
It is so crazy how, like, you know, you think you have this whole plan and then boom, just like that, you're in New York City, like living your best life from what I can tell on social media. And it's seriously so impressive. At what point were you like, wait, because you were like a science economics major, right?
Yeah.
You're double.
So yeah, so I'm double with a minor technically. I don't even know how much I could fit in. It's basically on how many years I still want to do. Mm. And so at this moment I was like, I'm like, okay, when I finish my degree, I'd like to finish possibly like a economics and data science double major with a minor in industrial engineering and operations research. And then kind of went into fashion. Yeah.
What was there something that sparked it or you're just like, I want to do this?
No. So I've always been super into fashion. Growing up, when I was younger and I would like go to school, I would have this like motto where I was like dressed well, test well. And so I would wear
so
like
cute,
really, really nice outfits and go to school because I was super studious as well. So it would be like I'd wear the nicest outfits and then I'd like go and like be like, okay, I'm dressed well. Now I have the confidence to like take a test and do well. And so I would always dress well at school. And then senior year of high school, I did this like philanthropic fashion show in my community, in my hometown community. And I decided with my friend that we would like paint on tablecloths that we bought from Goodwill and put them together to create a dress. And so to put together the tablecloths, I taught myself how to sew.
Oh my gosh.
And it was like my senior year. So I was like, okay, like, you know what? Like, yo, so like you're only a senior once, might as well do it. I'm probably leaving to college soon. Go for it. And so I basically like full sent it and then it was a big hit. And by then I had already applied to colleges and stuff like that. So it was too late to kind of be like, oh, like maybe I want to go to fashion school or something like that. But I was like, that was the moment that I was like, oh, wait, like maybe I could go into the fashion industry or maybe I really like fashion more than just like a hobby. And then from there, I kind of kept on doing stuff by myself and like self-teaching myself how to get better at sewing. Also like reading a lot about like the fashion industry, learning more about the industry throughout like my first year at college. And then after my first year, I interned at a wholesale prom dress company called MacDougall. And I literally did everything there, like from putting together boxes to helping with their account management. So like both ends of the thing. And I didn't realize how much I learned there until I came to this job. And I was like, oh my gosh, I learned so much there. And then that's basically the combination of working there alongside my majors is what set me up for this job and kind of gave me enough prerequisites to seem, I guess, make it doable.
So impressive. Like, wow. I feel like you're a very motivated person and that's like evident in everything. So like when it comes to like when you were like kind of grouping your life, like picking up, moving to New York, whatever you're doing, like, how did you even know where to start with all that stuff? Like, I think of myself at 20 and I was just like such a hot mess. I didn't know how to like do things like that. So what were like the steps? Was there people you followed online, or were you like, I just know I have to.
Oh no. So the thing was, I was like, I wanted to be somewhere else for the summer of 2020. I wanted to be in Europe again. And so I applied to a trillion internships. And then all of them basically, got canceled because of Corona. And if they weren't canceled, I was rejected from them. And so that didn't end up happening. And so I just kept on adding to that list and kept applying for fall, after that. And I was like, okay, let's just see. I'll just throw a bunch of stones and see what ends up working. And, I ended up after like 500 applications.
Wow.
Interviews and talking to people and trying to finesse and schmoozing and who schmoozing. Even know literally everything. After all of that, I ended up getting one internship at a sustainable fashion company, which is what I'm working at right now.
So cool.
One of the ones that I'm working at right now. And then I also got into this program a few days later, which is at like this AI artificial intelligence company. Mm-hmm. They're both startups. And so I was like, okay, two things to keep me busy is enough for me to take a break from school, decide to move to New York. And that's how I hopped on a plane and got here. And then I guess once I got the internships, I started looking for places to live. And we did like that whole search for 20 days until I found literally the perfect apartment. Mm-hmm. I had to search for roommates. So I found two other roommates. And once that got settled, we literally settled it like 2.5 days before I got here. And then I hopped on my flight. My flight was $25. So I was like, okay, you know what? I'm just going to go back home if it doesn't work. hopped on my flight, got here, and it's been insane. I literally only came with one suitcase because everything was completely furnished. And so I came here with one suitcase of clothes, and I was like, okay, like we're going to do this.
Starting a new life with one suitcase.
Basically.
I have the chills. This is so inspiring. Like, I feel like I need to be doing 10 more things. Like, this is so cool. You should be so proud of yourself.
Definitely. Thank you. It happened so fast that I think it hasn't like registered for me that like I'm doing this, that like I'm living this life. It still feels like a lucid dream, or that like I'm like floating through somebody else's life.
Oh, I love that. So what are your like daily tasks that you have to do? Or like, what are some of the cool things you do with the program you're involved in, the internship? Like, is it like a coffee situation, or you get to like be more hands-on?
No. Yeah. So, I stepped down from that AI company so far. And so I don't work there. And a few weeks into coming here, I basically started talking to a COO at a company that somehow I got connected to through connections. And they were like, oh, I basically like shot him my resume. And he was like, oh, wait, they really didn't have space for anyone at the company. And so he was like, oh, there's probably not space for her, but have her send us her resume. So I sent him my resume and he was like, wait, operations, like I'm a COO, like she fits very nicely with like her, whatever she's studying, as well as her past experience with like account management and like working in wholesale for that one company. So he's like, okay, like let's just talk to her, like see what's up. And so I got on a call with him, and within like 5 minutes or something like that, he was like, okay, like I have a good read on you. And then he started explaining what he does. And he was like, okay, like you weren't what I expected. And I was like, okay, you weren't what I expected either. And we got along really well. And then by the end of the phone call, he was like, okay, like, would you like to work for us? And he was like, I'm just going to throw a bunch of work at you and we'll see like how things go. Like, I'd love to like start teaching you how to work. And it's exactly what I want to go into in the future. And so I stopped my AI, like the AI program, and I'm now working at this other super high-end, really cool company that does like Met Galas and like red carpets and
dresses
like politicians. Like they dressed Kamala the other day, which was really cool.
Wow.
Yeah. And I actually started working the week after Fashion Week was over. So I was like, I just missed all the hype, even though it was like virtual and stuff like that. But yeah, so I'm working in a completely different job than I came here with. And it's just not what I expected. But now I'm working at that in the operations position, and I'm also working at the sustainable fashion startup.
Wow.
Yeah. A gal with two jobs. Yeah. On top of the new projects that you've started just with this move.
Yeah.
Like, do you sleep?
It's been
how
wild.
Do you manage it all?
Okay, the thing is, I like technically have two jobs, but I keep on kidding with my mom and I tell her that it feels like I have four jobs. So like I work at my two internships and then like keeping like running my blog, like doing TikTok, having like this Instagram and like wanting to like make content and like keep posting stuff has turned into literally like another job. Definitely. And then on top of all of that, I'm 20 years old and I'm trying to do what like a 22-year-old, 23-year-old does and like become a full adult at like an earlier age. And it feels like another job, like just like understanding like the adult things that I have to do, like doing laundry and doing all of my groceries. And I don't even know, just the littlest of things has become like a fourth job, I guess.
Well, on like the influencer side of it all, I know maybe you didn't even mean for this to happen, but I think you do such a cool and unique job of like making your Instagram kind of like a blog. Like, I love the long captions, the updates on your dates. Like, we're going to get into that. Because that is so fun. Like, I'm like, wow, this girl posted a story like while he was in the bathroom. That's awesome. That's so cool.
I know. I just like, sometimes I get anxious that like, they'll see it at some point because I, as big as Manhattan is, it's so small.
Oh,
and I just, it's so insane how small it is. I actually have a story later that I'll tell you when we get around to it, but
perfect.
It's insane how small this city is.
Yeah. Do you find yourself like, if like, just let's say you're doing TikTok and Instagram, your blog, which one do you enjoy the most, or is that hard to answer?
It's really hard to answer. I think I started off with the Instagram. The TikTok somehow blew up. Cool. But I really like video editing, so like I like TikTok as well. But it's been hard to create content for Instagram and like keep pushing it out and like keep thinking of captions, because it started off as more of like a fun thing to do. But it's been so fun to get like people to interact back with me on like funny things, like my dates, or I don't even, like the other day I wanted to decide what jacket I wanted and people were commenting back and I was like, thank God I have other people to decide and help me decide. Yeah. but I really like both of the aspects, and I think my favorite part is definitely my blog, because it's kind of super personal, and I've had a blog forever, not actually like a blog where like other people read it, but it used to be like I just used to write for the fun of it, and I like designed it and stuff like that, and I think once I let my mom read it and then I was like, never happening again, like no. But I've had it for forever and just kind of written just for fun. And then I guess this seemed like the first opportunity that I had to kind of share it with others and see if it would be decently successful. And people have liked it so far. So I guess it's been good.
Definitely.
That's actually amazing. And I just can't get over how much you're killing it at 20 years old, because we all know if you do like the typical like 4 years of college thing, so you'd be like, what, a sophomore, junior in college? Like, I feel like you're mature beyond your years. I'm sure you get that all the time.
Yeah,
I'm sure every adult, you're so mature.
Yeah. I don't know. I like, the thing is, like the other day I was talking to someone, they were like, you like, we're probably around the same age. Like, I graduated in 2018, like, I mean, 2017, like we probably have like so many mutual friends and stuff like that. And I was like, oh really? Like, you graduated in 2017. Like, I graduated in 2018. Like, we should have so many mutual friends. And they started like spurting out names. And I was like, none of these ring a bell. Like, why does this not ring a bell? And then they were like, how did you graduate in that year? And then I was like, 2018. And then they were like, oh, I graduated college in 2017. And then I was like, I graduated high school in 2018. And they were like, so you're not like 24? And I was like, no, like I'm 20. Like, I'm not even 21 yet.
Yeah. Oh my God. That is so crazy. Well, I just have to ask. So, dating in New York City, I mean, we might as well just get to that.
Hopped onto it.
Was that something you, like, as soon as you moved there, I was like, let's go? Or did you, like, kind of settle and you're like, okay, like, I feel fulfilled. Like, let me get after it a little bit.
I think, no, I was like, new city, like, it's a very new place. Might as well just hop right into it. And I hopped right into it. The first date I went to was in Bryant Park. And it was, like, one of the first weeks that I got here. And it was so fun. And then I was like, okay, like, let's just keep this going. And It's been really fun so far. I'm not going to lie. It's been a really wild ride. Like, I've met a few, actually more than a handful of people that are just wild.
Yeah.
You're going to get that ratio, though, anywhere. Like, I feel like people generalize cities. Like, they'll be like, New York City dating is trash. And I'm like, well, if you went on a few bad dates, you got to have some good ones.
Got it.
Yeah. So, like, it's all about your odds.
That's so true. But, like, people have, like, approached me, like, on the street or, like, in, like, restaurants or something like that. And that's really not normal, at least for me. Like, wow. I'm used to, like, meeting people, like, at parties, like, in college, that's like, so in cool. a classroom or something like that. And, like, it's a very different dynamic when you're on the street and somebody comes up to you and they're like, oh, like, hey, like, starts making conversation. And they're like, can I get your number? That's, like, never happened to me until I came here. So
that is so cool. I love that people are actually going up to you.
I love it, too. But it's been very new. And very different.
Do you use, like, dating apps? Or
yes,
like...
I do. I'm on Bumble and Hinge.
Okay, very cool.
Everything's now getting mixed up, so maybe the boys on Bumble and Hinge will hear this, and they'll put all the pieces together.
That's so awesome.
No, I think it's important to have multiple options when it comes to, like, your dating apps and stuff.
Yeah.
Did you use them in college, or was that, like,
no,
a thing
when never.
You moved here?
No, absolutely never. I was like, don't want to use them in college. I don't know. I don't know. It wasn't, I was more just to, like, it wasn't as much to, like, actually date people. Like, I got the apps just to scout, kind of get a feel for, like, what New York was like, what people here are like, what guys are here like.
Totally.
And yeah, I mean, a few of the dates that I've been on weren't even, like, from dating apps. They were just from people that, like, came up to me on the street or, like, I met somewhere.
That is rare.
Like that.
That is rare.
Yeah. So,
but it's great for you. No, this is amazing.
You're like the main character in your life. It's
you
like
are the main character.
I don't even know. Things just happen so quickly.
Oh my God. You said you had a funny story. Did that have to do with dating?
Oh yeah, it did. It was, so basically I was talking about how small of a world it is. And
mm-hmm. Yeah.
So one day I went on this date with this diplomat's son. And so it was like
a diplomat's son.
That's new for me.
Oh my gosh.
Like I don't know. I come from like suburban Illinois.
Yeah.
And
totally.
So I was like, this is so not normal, like very international, like very prim and proper, like took me to a nice place, whatever. And then at the end of the day, I was like telling him how it was new and stuff like that. So he knew. And then he was like, oh, like my roommates are having a few people over. Would you like to come and like make a few new friends? And I was like, it was one of my first weeks, maybe my second week. And I was like, yeah, sure. Mm-hmm. Why not? As long as there's not that many people. And so I went over to his place. I walk in and I think he like prefaced it by like telling the other people there that like I was coming. I walk in and this girl looks at me and her jaw drops. And I was like, what? And she goes, I know you. And I was like, you know me? Like, and then I was like so scared. I was ready to run out the door. And she was like, I watched all of your TikToks this morning. I'm absolutely obsessed with you. And I was like, out of all the people in the city,
so
how
crazy.
Did you happen to see my TikTok? And how did you recognize me?
And then did you have to explain it to everybody in the room?
Yeah, like, oh, I did. Yeah, I did. Yeah.
How did that go?
It was fine, honestly. And then they all like watched it and they thought it was cute. So it was fun. But then, yeah, like there was another story where like I had matched with this guy. It's a very long story, but I matched with this guy on some dating app. And then I thought he was like catfishing me for some reason. So I blocked him on everything. And I like at first I was like, oh, like I want to prove you're wrong. And then I was like, I'll just like block you on everything. And then one day I was walking in Chelsea Market with my roommate. And from like 20 feet away, I spot this guy and he was drinking water so I could see his face.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh my gosh, that's the guy that catfished me, or at least like the guy whose pictures it was. And then he was walking towards me and I was walking towards him, he recognized me. We like locked eyes. And as he was walking past me, we both mutually recognized each other and we were with other people. So we like didn't say anything.
Oh,
we
my
both
God.
Passed right by each other, and then we both turned around at the same time and looked at each other, and I was like, oh my gosh, this is straight out of a movie. We like walked a few feet forward, and then I started screaming at my roommate, and I was like, oh my gosh. And then I was like, I blocked him on everything. I don't even know his name. Like, how am I supposed to find him? And then somehow on some app, I like figured out his name, or like went to my blocked accounts, found him, and then I texted him and I was like, hey, like I think I might have just passed you. Like, I think we matched earlier on this dating app. I possibly passed you in Chelsea Market. Like, was that you? And he texted me back and he was like, hey, yeah, that was me. I thought I recognized you as well. Do you want to get coffee sometime? And then we ended up getting coffee after that.
What?
Yeah.
I swear, that's a good way to put it. Like, your life is a movie. Like, things happen.
It is.
If you think that's wild, it got even wilder after that because we kept on talking and I don't even know how to explain it, but he kind of is like a money, like Moroccan money launderer.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Were you like, did he just straight up tell you or you're just kind of
no,
like,
no, there was something off about him and I kept on asking him what he did and he was like, oh, like I'm in real estate. And I was
like,
okay, like keep explaining what you do. And he was like, I already told you, like I'm in real estate. And I was like, there's something off about this. And then I started looking him up because I had to do some FBI investigation.
Of course.
Yeah, nothing came up about real estate. I was like, if you were in real estate, something should have come up. And then I was talking to my mom about it, and I was like, okay, like, let's narrow this down. There's three options. Either he's big, like, big family money, because he was, like, pretty well off. Like, he had, like, in his profile, he had, like, private planes and cars and stuff like that. And so I was like, okay, either he's big Moroccan family money, he's Moroccan royalty, or he's a criminal. Yeah. And then we somehow figured out that he was a Moroccan money launderer.
Wow.
Wait, I have questions now since you're so successful with dating. Well, or at least you've had interesting stories.
No,
and like fun and stuff. We get a lot of listeners who are like, you know, around our age. I'm 23 and I'm on the apps and everything as well. But people are, if they're not on them or they want to start, I think a lot of people have feelings of like stress or even anxiety around like using dating apps. Like, what would you tell them when, you know, if you had to like give someone a hype up? I always call Danielle for my hype ups before dates.
I love doing it.
Oh no, I'm so nervous. But at the same time, like, what do you have to lose? I mean, might as well shoot your shot. Like, if nothing worked out, like, you'll never have to see them again, hopefully.
And it's a funny story or an entertaining story.
It
like, is. What you have.
Yeah, it is. So, like, that's the mindset that I go into all of my dates with. Like, oh, we'll hope for
the best.
Do
you get nervous before?
No, not really.
So impressive. Wow. Brooke, like, freaks out every time.
Yeah.
Because I just convince myself the worst possible case, or not even the worst possible case, just that it will be boring. And I'm like, I would rather be on my couch. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, why do I want to go like out to dinner with this person when I could just chill here and watch Dancing with the Stars?
That's true. That's true. Sometimes it takes a lot of effort to like get yourself out the door and like get up and get going. But once I'm there, like once you're there, it's just a matter of keeping the conversation going, you know?
Definitely. You seem like a pretty confident person. Would you say like you're a pretty confident gal?
I think so. I think I've gotten a lot more confident since I came here. I was really confident in high school. And I think going to college took a little beating on my confidence just because I was surrounded. Not only was I surrounded by so many smart people at my school.
Definitely.
That it took a little bit of a hit, but also like clubs and stuff like that. Like I didn't know what I wanted to do, and being in such a competitive environment and like getting rejected from clubs and stuff like that took a big hit on my confidence. And then I came back around here and I guess it was starting new. Nobody knew me, so I could really do whatever I wanted. And I kind of have gained the confidence back that I once had. So
I'm so happy for you because I mean, I didn't have that exact experience, but freshman year of college was really tough for me. Was it like a hard transition other than that? Like, or was it easy?
I think, the biggest transition, like it wasn't a hard transition socially, but it was a hard transition academically.
Yeah, totally.
And it was just a hard transition in the sense that like I kept on getting rejected from things when I had like a senior year and like I had gotten into my dream school and everything until I got to college had gone so well. And then I got into college and I didn't get into a sorority the first year. Like I didn't get into the sorority that I wanted my freshman year. And then I kept on getting rejected from different clubs that I applied to. School was really hard. So that was where things kind of started.
Yeah. Comparing going yourself. Do you have like a phrase you live by or a quote or anything that you love to refer to? Some people do, some people don't.
Well, recently it's one that really encompasses it is, the 5x5 rule. So like, if it won't matter in 5 years, it's not worth worrying about like more than 5 minutes. I don't even know if I said it right.
Oh, I love
but
that. Like,
that's what goes through my head every time something happens here. And it's been really good. And it kind of encompasses the fact that like, even like the whole, like oh, like shoot or shoot. Like if it doesn't matter in 5 years, it won't.
Yeah.
You know?
So we talked a little bit about dating, but I'm curious because moving to a new city too, it's like you really have to put yourself out there when it comes to even making friends or like putting yourself in new social situations. Mm-hmm. Like what are your tips, I guess, with that? Or what has your experience been with that?
Yeah. So moving here was very different, like making friends wise and socially, than I had ever expected. Cause I just kind of expected to come here and just make friends for some reason, as if like it was super easy hopping into a new place. And I was like, oh, it was easy in college. But the thing in college is that everyone is new. And so everyone wants to make friends versus coming here solo is like everyone already has their friends. So, like, why would they, you know, unless you made the effort, like, why would they ever reach out to you? And so the first few weeks was a lot of me finding mutual friends or like common friends or like distant friends that lived in New York or went to school here or something like that. And fully just shooting my shot, reaching out to them and being like, hey, like I just moved to New York. Do you want to like grab coffee sometime or do you want to get dinner sometime? And after a few times of me like reaching out or like us having a good time and then like following up and being like, oh, like, do you want to do this tomorrow? After like two or three times, they would reciprocate and start inviting me to like the other way around, you know,
right.
Like equal. So like you have to put in the effort first, especially when you move to a new city. But once you do, it's definitely worth it. And like I've made so many friends since I came here. Now I have a little girl group and it's been so good.
Aww, my heart's so warm.
I love to hear that. That makes me so happy. Yeah. Oh my gosh. And I guess we'll talk a little bit. We'll end it since we talked about confidence and whatnot. Sharing your life and like your blog and stuff like that, like what has the response been from family and friends, I guess, even? Or do you preface to people like, hey, I like started this blog thing, even introducing that to your family? I know you said your mom knew about your old blog, but it sounds like this was kind of like a resurgence of social media.
I've gotten a lot of people reaching out from like my past and from like high school and even from before that I haven't been in contact with for a while, reaching out and supporting me and being like, oh, like, I love what you're doing. Like, keep doing you. If anyone could have done this, or like, it would, if I could have imagined anyone doing this, it's like you. And so that's been super supportive. And my family's been super supportive and super excited about everything. And so it's just been a super, like, a very well, a good experience so far. That's how I'd like to put it.
That is so good. I'm so happy for you. Seriously, like, I'm just so motivated, and I hope all of our listeners are too, because you're seriously superwoman. That's what I said in the intro. I was like, you're this so girl sweet. Can do it all. Seriously, you should be so proud of yourself. Literally at 20 years old, like, doing all of this, like, keep it
showing
up.
Showing that it's possible, though. Mm-hmm. Like, if anybody wants to... And it just shows that there's more to just than the traditional path. Mm-hmm. Like, I didn't even think to do a gap semester or to take time off of school when, like, in reality, I probably could have used it. Mm-hmm. You need to, like, grow up and mature a little bit or try something new.
Yeah.
Like, it's you're showing people that alternative paths exist, which is amazing.
I think it's definitely just, like, life is too short to keep doing something that you're not interested in. And so... Mm-hmm. For me, it was like, okay, like I've had my fill of California and now I have the chance to do something different. Might as well just go and like try it out. Might as well, like, what am I going to lose at the end of the day?
Definitely. I'm so excited to see where you go, how everything turns out, like how long you're going to be in New York, what you're going to do next. Like, I'm so excited. Do you want to plug yourself a little bit? Talk about like your social media so people can follow you.
Yes. So all of my social media accounts are Life of RGR, which are my initials.
Love that.
And that's my TikTok, Instagram, and my blog is lifeofrgr.com. And I'm going to be starting a YouTube soon. So.
Yes! Thank gosh, I need new vlogs to watch.
I guess if you're listening to this and got this far and you're a follower, you'll get to see my YouTube soon. And this is the first time I'm saying it.
We need to hear more of your voice.
More of my voice. More of me talking. Yeah. I'm really excited. And I'm just going with the flow.
Definitely.
No, you have such a unique story. You're working two jobs. Like, you just moved here. Like, it's so... It's not this typical New York narrative, which I really like.
Oh, you're very sweet. Thank you.
Definitely, definitely. Well, thank you so much, Rish again. We love you. Thank you so much for being on the show.
And thank you guys for having me. This is so exciting. And now this I can say that I've done a podcast. This is my
first podcast. I'm sure there'll be more in your future.
I'm so excited. Thank you for having me.
Of course, of course. All right, you guys, you heard it here. We'll see you guys next Wednesday. Enjoy. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Mother's Day is just around the corner, which means it's time to find a gift. I always try to decide what to get my mom because I always am so proud of what I get her and she's always so excited. So I feel like each year it just gets hyped up more and more and I just have to keep impressing her, even though she would literally just love a hug, probably the same as your mom's too. But I love using a gift guide to find a perfect gift for my mom. Because she doesn't want anything. She just wants love. But she also does get excited when I give her a gift. So Macy's actually has a Mother's Day gift guide that's perfect. You can shop by price. So they have 25 and under to 100 and under. They have categories like fragrance, handbags, and more. Or you can use the gift list, like for the mom who has everything. Or gifts that are already wrapped and ready to be gifted. And for grandma. There's so many different options that Macy's has. Some of their top gifts are the Dolce & Gabbana Devotion Eau de Parfum, Coach Floral Printed Leather Cassie Crossbody Bag, and the Le Creuset Charlotte Dutch Oven, of course. So you can shop all of this at Macy's.com/giftfinder.